In this bulletin, New South Wales police arrest a man over an alleged gay hate crime more than 30 years ago. Broadcaster Alan Jones announces his retirement from radio. And in sport, NRL players who don't want a flu shot will require a medical exemption. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Police in New South Wales have arrested a man over an alleged gay hate crime more than 30 years ago. They've arrested a 49-year-old man as part of the investigation into the 1988 death of Scott Johnson. The 27-year-old American national's body was found at North Head. Police initially believed the death was a suicide, but Scott Johnson's brother, Steve Johnson, suspected foul play. The death has been the subject of three coronial investigations. Sydney radio broadcaster Alan Jones is retiring at the end of the month. The 79-year-old 2GB radio host says the decision is based on medical advice, with doctors suggesting continuing on with his current workload is seriously detrimental to his health. In Victoria, from the 26th of May, grades 1 and 2 and years 11 and 12 will resume face-to-face learning. It's a staggered approach in terms of public health and practical reasons designed to restrict the amount of people travelling throughout the community. Premier Daniel Andrews says there'll be rules surrounding the return of students.
There will be different practices. School will look different than what it would normally look like. Drop-offs. There'll be a whole range of protocols. So we don't have adults mingling, we don't have parents mingling. There'll be staggered drop-offs. There'll be staggered breaks for play, for lunch.
Grades 3 to 10 will return on the 9th of June. Victoria's Education Minister James Molino says there'll be a significant boost to cleaning in schools.
There'll also be $45 million for additional cleaning for the remainder of Term 2 and all of Term 3. So that means that government schools, in addition to the normal cleaning that happens, there will be cleaning every day. Disinfectant cleaning, high touch points every single day throughout the course of the day at schools for the rest of this term and all of Term 3.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been addressing the coalition in Parliament's Great Hall ahead of its reopening today. Mr Morrison says the return to a COVID-safe economy has been mapped out.
Getting people back into their workplaces, back into jobs, getting our economy moving again. That's our task now. In the last 4 months, we have been fighting this virus, and we've been doing it with some success, particularly when you look at it internationally. And over the course of this period, we have been following a very clear plan as to our response to the COVID crisis that has enveloped the world.
Protesters in Victoria have climbed the roof of a hotel in Melbourne to demand the release of asylum seekers held on the property. In a live video posted on Facebook, around six demonstrators can be seen climbing to the top of the Mantra Hotel in the suburb of Preston. Holding banners and speaking with a megaphone, protesters demanded the release of more than 65 asylum seekers detained inside. The Governor-General of Australia is commending all nurses as part of International Nurses Day for their hard work during the pandemic. The day marks an opportunity to celebrate the nursing profession, with this year's theme being Nursing the World to Health. In a video message posted on Facebook, Governor-General David Hurley says in many situations, nurses are putting their own lives at risk to help others.
One of the many images to emerge during the COVID-19 pandemic has been that of nurses on the front line, attending to patients and helping save lives. Skillful, trusted, caring and compassionate, doing what they do best and putting their own health at risk.
To sport, Queensland's Chief Health Officer says NRL players who want to take part in the competition but don't want a flu shot will require a medical exemption. Dr. Jeanette Young says philosophical objections don't warrant an exemption.
So they're very clear. If you've had an anaphylactic reaction to a previous flu vaccine or to any component of a flu vaccine, then you do not need to be vaccinated. So I've provided that exemption.
The NRL season is set to restart on the 28th of May. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 23. Adelaide, showers developing later and 19. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, showers and 18 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 14. Wollongong, sunny and 20. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.